Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And once again, I'm joined by Charlie Hurt. He writes the Washington Times nuclear option column. Today's entitled, An Unfair Trade for an Undeserving Deserter. Wonder who we're talking about here. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Andy. Hey. I'm just amazed, especially after all these years of the press just sort of ignoring scandal after scandal in the Obama administration. It's amazing to see something actually catch fire. Not that the media had anything, the mainstream media had anything to do with it, but it is amazing. I can't think of another firestorm that comes close to how out of control this particular one has burned for these people.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I had a laugh out loud when I was watching Diane Sawyer, I guess it was Monday night, with her breathless approach to news anyway. Tonight we've learned that Bo Bergdahl possibly had a problem years ago. And I'm thinking to myself, where in the world have you been? You are in the news business and you didn't know about this guy? No, it was brand new to them. It really was.
But honestly, I mean, and I can't understand why President Obama decided to do this at this moment. But if you look at all the possible reasons, the one that is sort of most believable is that they really wanted to kind of turn the page away from the VA scandal. But if they actually thought that somehow, I mean, this is the thing that's most troubling about it. If they actually thought that somehow this was going to be somehow a good news story for them, my goodness, how far out of touch, how incompetent, how wrong must they be about everything that's going on in the halls where they make very important national security decisions?
Yeah, it shows me they're gullible, they're naive, borderline stupid. Anything else you want to add is fine with me. And, you know, here's the other thing that drives me nuts about this administration. Have they not learned that these killers, these terrorists, have no conscience? They would kill you and me right here and not think anything of it, and they'd just go off and have lunch. Yet for some reason, the liberals in this administration can't get it through their thick skulls that these guys are never going to be good guys. No matter what you do, they hate us. We're the infidels. They just want to kill us.
Yeah. And actually, oddly, something that they might have respected is if after releasing the five, we then called in a drone strike and blown them all up.
Yes!
That would be the only thing that they might respect. You know, the other thing that I find so disturbing is that you take a case like with this Bo Bergdahl fella, who, and I don't blame him. I don't blame his parents for anything that they are saying. You know, they had a son in enemy hands, and they're distraught. I get that. I don't even blame anything he has done, you know, since he was quote-unquote held captive, if he was held captive, because that's a pretty stressful situation. But clearly, before he was, quote, held captive, he clearly deserted. And that is a very high crime. That is a serious thing to have committed. And the idea that the administration would do this in order to get a guy like that, it turns, for people who have never had anything but a patriotic heart for their country and for the troops, for them to suddenly be faced with a situation where they're having to, like, determine whether this guy was a traitor or not, it's the most cynical, disgusting tactic by this administration. I don't even understand how someone is capable of trying to sort of turn that patriotism almost into a cancer the way they have. It's just disgusting beyond words.
Yeah. And I don't know if you caught it, but Susan Rice has been at it again. And, you know, when she blurted out that this guy Bergdahl served his country with bravery and distinction, you know, I about fell off my chair. But then again, I guess I was lucky she didn't blame his desertion on a lousy Muslim movie or something.
You know? Yeah, well, she's, of course, known. She has lost so much credit. I mean, I don't know that she's ever had credibility, but goodness, if she ever has had any, she's certainly lost it all. And I think she has to be even a laughingstock within the administration because, of course, they sent her out to the wolves on the Benghazi situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I keep waiting for them, President Obama, to somehow figure out a way to blame George Bush for all this. Even though, of course, Bergdahl walked off on Obama's watch. But somehow it's going to be George Bush's fault, I guarantee you.
It already is George Bush's fault if you listen to Carol Rosenberg a Miami Herald reporter. Yesterday on MSNBC, she said Obama did simply more than take a page out of George Bush's book. Honestly.
There you go.
Honestly.
There you go.
Yep, there you go. Didn't take all that long, did it?
Man. And I love it that when Obama is sort of out of tactics and out of tools, who does he turn to? A reporter.
Yeah.
They'll always help him out.
Yeah.
Give him a hand.
Yeah, Chuck Todd was trying to help him out on NBC. And even Chuck Todd said, you know, they're back on their heels on this because they didn't expect the pushback. What?
Yeah.
They didn't?
And apparently they're telling, I think Chuck Todd was the one who reported that the administration behind closed doors are going around telling people that, you know, well, they've really swift-voted this guy. And as if they think it's somehow unfair that, I don't know, the mother of soldiers who were killed searching for this guy somehow don't have a right to say, wait a minute, my son died looking for a traitor?
Yeah.
How did this happen? How dare you? And again, you know, it goes back to that thing, the idea that these moms and dads and families have to question the reasons why their sons or daughters died in combat. These are people who are givers and have given freely of enormous sacrifice. And the idea that they're in a position now of questioning whether or not their children died in vain or died to find a traitor, my goodness, you have really poisoned a wonderful, heroic group of people.
Yep. And then, of course, you know, there's the legality of the president's move. Apparently, he does believe he is the king, and he does what he wants when he wants to, and nothing will happen to him, because if you went after him, that would be considered racist.
Yeah, and that really is a long-term alarming sort of thing. And, where, you know, where you have even Harry Reid, who's even condemning his own Democrats for, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking on the release and sort of condemning them for, you know, of course, Dems are fleeing from Obama right now, realizing what a dastardly deed this whole thing was. But, I mean, man, if there's anybody more deluded than people in the White House, of course, it would be one Harry Reid.
Yeah, Harry Reid yesterday said that he hopes all of them are released. He was glad to get rid of these five.
Yeah, well, I imagine he would think differently if it was his family that winds up getting murdered in the revenge these people exact on America, because they were not going peaceably into the good night. I can guarantee you that.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, folks, check it out. Charlie's column in today's Washington Times: An Unfair Trade for an Undeserving Deserter. Charlie, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
1252 at 1260 WRC. Yeah, I was talking with Charlie about this Carol Rosenberg from the Miami Herald. Here's the soundbite yesterday on MSNBC.
So what I think it says is that the administration moved on its own quickly and was, in a way, using a page from the Bush administration playbook of cutting out Congress and cutting out the Red Cross and doing what it thought was right at the moment and telling people afterwards.
Yeah, how about that? Took a page out of George Bush's book. This administration, they're trying to backpedal. They're trying to protect Obama. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw the briefing at the State Department, where Marie Harf, a spokesperson for the State Department, actually engaged a Fox News producer in a little exchange where she questioned Bergdahl's fellow soldiers and their accounts of the desertion. Like, she knew better? Check this out.
According to those around him, his platoon mates, his squad mates, company mates, they said he walked off the base.
Some of them, there are conflicting reports out there about this.
The guys on national television last night, his squad mates, platoon mates, were not correct.
I'm saying we don't know the fact pattern yet here. We don't. Nobody knows exactly what happened that night.
Well, I think that his squad mates have the best indication of what happened.
I don't
happened
think that
night.
That's the case.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the Pentagon report that stated Bergdahl walked away? Is she going to spin that too? I can tell you, it prompted Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, a Fox News contributor, to fire back.
A political flunky in the State Department insisting that she knows better what happened on the ground than the soldiers in the front line or the people in a firefight. The arrogance is boundless. And, you know, I wish the Obama administration, if it can't have the grace to be decent about anything else, at least stop insulting our troops. I mean, she called those soldiers from the front lines liars. And by the way, she's a liar, Because I can tell you from the first days, from the first hours, the military knew exactly what Bergdahl's status was, and I have never heard of or seen any report to conflict the allegation that he is a deserter. Mm-hmm. Never.
That's right. Oh, well. As for now, Bergdahl remains in a military hospital undergoing mental and medical evaluation. Taliban have released a video, in case you haven't seen it. It shows Bergdahl walking and talking as he entered the helicopter. It appears he has no life-threatening injuries, and Jim Mikliszewski said as much on NBC this morning. Meanwhile, the five terrorists shipped off to Qatar are free to go and do what they want anywhere in the country. So how's that working out? Oh, there's more to come on this story, I guarantee it. We haven't heard it all. It is 1255, 1260, WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.